After many, many years of negotiations, we have now really on board a huge amount of political will from the governments, but also the willingness from private sector, from civil society, from individuals everywhere in the world to work towards a low carbon economy, a low carbon global society. So I wish to make a contribution in that respect. I wish to support all those actors, everybody that is willing to participate in this big, big challenge that has to do with the future of our planet.
What will be the main driver to ramp up ambition of countries to do more to reduce emissions and build resilience?
Well, actually, climate change is really about well-being of people. It is not a very vague concept or a vague problem that is out of our everyday lives. It actually is affecting our everyday lives, and this is the fundamental fact that everybody should keep in mind while working towards a low-carbon society. If we think about the people that are affected in their health by the effects of climate change, for instance, the quality of the air that we are breathing, how much children and older people are suffering from that. If we look at people living in poverty who then suddenly are victims to floodings, and they lose not only the little property they have, but they also lose members of their families. If we look at disasters that are creating destruction of infrastructure that leave completely isolated communities in different parts of the world, we are talking about the lives of people. So I think that consideration is a big driver towards a more ambitious and urgent action by everybody.
Ms. Espinosa, many action areas that are essential for addressing climate change also happen to be part of the Sustainable Development Goals. How will the two tracks be integrated?
This is a very important area of work for the future, which is not only an area of work for the UNFCCC, but for the whole United Nations system, and I would say for all our societies in general, because as I was mentioning, in fact, it's very clear that climate change has to do with development, and there is only one development process in every country. We need to generate the frameworks, the legal frameworks, the institutional frameworks, the policies that are required in order to allow for countries to have those structural transformation processes that are required. So, in that sense, this is an area of work that will, of course, take a lot of the resources that the UNFCCC has and where I will be dedicating also myself to.
And finally, what made you accept this job? Do you or did you have any personal experiences linked to climate change?
Well, I could see as a civil servant, and particularly in my role as foreign minister of my country, I had the opportunity to travel a lot and to be close to the realities and the challenges that many countries are facing, especially in this case, especially in the region of Latin America and the Caribbean. I was responsible, for instance, to coordinate help that we offered to countries in the region when there were floodings, when there was drought, and people were starving. So I could see very clearly how much this causes really a lot of suffering for people that should not happen. And of course, on the other hand, I have been working all my life trying to make a contribution to better conditions of living for our people in Mexico, but not only for our people, as part of my career has been in multilateral affairs. So, in many senses, this responsibility, the possibility of becoming the UNFCCC Executive Secretary, puts together a lot of these issues for which I have worked all my life.